Today, we will read Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 44. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, show us more about who you are. Show us how we are to live. Teach us, God. I pray that your Spirit would guide our hearts, and that, Lord, throughout the day, we would take what we learn here and apply it to our lives. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 44. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath he taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching, because his words had authority. In the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Go away! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What words these are! With authority and power, he gives orders to impure spirits, and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sicknesses, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them, and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. All right, in today's reading, we see Jesus continue his ministry. He goes about teaching, and he goes to the synagogue, kind of their church, and he teaches. He explains to them what the Bible means, and he teaches them, and they are also amazed at his authority, that he seems to speak as if he knows what he's talking about, and what he says is powerful to them. And so, they are impressed by him, and they want to hear more. Jesus does have authority, that he is not just another prophet, but he actually is the author of those words. He is God himself, who has come to live among us. And therefore, as he teaches, he knows what he is talking about. He knows what these words mean, and he knows how he wants them to influence our lives. Now, while he is teaching, a man with a demon, an impure spirit, comes. This demon has been inside of him, causing him to do things that are wrong. And the demon recognizes Jesus and starts to shout, "Who are you? Why are you here? What do you want? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And he makes him be quiet. Later on, there are other verses that talk about the spirits saying, "You are the Son of God," and he makes them be quiet. Now, it's interesting that they know who he is. They recognize him, even when we don't. Now, he silences them. He says, "Be quiet, don't speak, don't tell who I am." Why? Why is he silencing them? Well, part of it, I think, is that it's not time for who he is to be revealed. He wants to show people through his actions, through his teaching, and so he doesn't want his identity to be revealed. But second, he doesn't want demons and the wicked, evil spirits to be the ones to reveal it. Because if they do, people might think, oh, the spirits are just lying. Therefore, he is not who they say he really is. The spirits are not trying to lead other people to believe in him. Instead, the spirits are hoping that by identifying with him, that they might be able to discredit him, that he might be identified with the demons. And so he calls them to be quiet. He asks them, or he commands them, and they have to obey. Again, Jesus has authority. He has the power and the position and the right to command these spirits to be still, to be quiet. He is able to command them to leave, and they do. They have to obey him. Because even though God has given Satan and evil spirits much freedom in this world, they are still under God's authority. And so when Jesus commands them to do something, they have no choice but to obey. Now, the people notice this. They recognize this. And all the people are amazed that he is able to give orders to demons and they obey. This is unusual. The normal teachers can't do this. But Jesus is more than just a normal teacher. And so he is showing that by what he does and what he says. Next, Jesus goes to the house of Simon, the house of Peter. And his mother-in-law, Peter's mother-in-law, is very sick. And Jesus heals her. And she gets up and begins to serve. That Jesus cares and has compassion about the sickness. And so he heals her and helps her. Now, that night, many people come. And he is surrounded by people. And so he demonstrates love. He heals them. He lays his hands on them and makes them well. He commands the demons to leave and commands them to be quiet. And so he demonstrates love. Now, I think he is doing all of this physical healing as an outward sign for who he is. And for what he can do. Jesus has the power to heal our bodies, yes. But that is not why he came. He didn't come just to heal our bodies. He came to heal our souls. Our souls are sick and dying because of sin. Sin separates us from God. But Jesus has come to heal that sickness of our souls and make us right with God. Now, at daybreak, Jesus goes out to a solitary place. It's interesting that several times throughout the life of Jesus, we see stories about Jesus getting away, getting alone, and Usually, it actually says he gets away to a solitary place to pray. Jesus had a habit of taking time out of his schedule to be alone and spend time with God. That is a habit that we also must cultivate. It is a habit that we also must learn to follow. We need to spend time alone with God. If we ever want to grow and become more like Him, it is important for us to take time with God, read His Word, spend time in prayer, praying, asking God to shape us, to grow us, to guide us, asking God to teach us and to help us. We cannot grow on our own. We cannot grow as a believer and as a follower of Jesus without God. And we also cannot grow without taking time to get away and dig deep into the Word of God, taking time to get away and spend time in prayer, spend time praying and talking to God, developing and building that relationship. So Jesus gets away, but the people come looking for him, and they find him. They try to keep him from leaving. They try to persuade him to stay with them. But he understands that he has come from more than just one town. And so he keeps going and teaching in other towns as well, because he has come to share the good news with many. He has come to share the good news and to lead many people back to God. And so he understands this, and he goes, and he follows what God has sent him to do. And he preaches and teaches, and many people follow God. As I look back at what we've seen and learned today, I think the biggest thing that I am challenged by is just remembering to take that time to follow the habit of Jesus, to come away to a solitary, quiet place and spend time with God. And this is part of that. But also, I want to spend more time praying and talking to God and seeking Him. And I pray that you will also do the same. Let's pray. Lord, we want to know you more. We want to be what you want us to be. Lord, you are the Creator. You made us and designed us. But sin has taken us away from you. God, I pray that you would draw us back to you. Lord, just as Jesus heals the body of all these people, Lord, we pray that you would heal our souls, that you would heal us from the sickness of sin and bring us back to you. Lord, I pray that you would meet with us as we get alone with you, that we would sense your Spirit, and that your Spirit would fill us and draw us closer to you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.